Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and you may join those over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into any one of those rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian, Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Coming up here, Richie, you've got a story about a woman trying to sell her house during this whole COVID crackdown nonsense, and things have gotten a little complicated for her. We're going to get into that story coming up here in a moment, but there were first just a few quotes that I thought were worth sharing from this owner of a barbershop in Vacaville, California, because so far he and a woman in Dallas that runs a salon called Salon a la Mode in North Dallas.
She's the one that had the armed security guards.
She opened up her business, also received threats, received a $1,000 fine, and is refusing to obey, in this case, a judge's order. So a man in a robe issued an order to her to say, you need to close.
Because that carries more weight when you're protesting.
Well, it carries more weight as far as potential penalty, because when you violate a judge's order, it's considered contempt of court. And what contempt of court is, and Melanie, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because there's different types. There's criminal contempt of court, there's direct criminal contempt and indirect criminal contempt. And so this would be, I believe, indirect. Is it civil contempt because it's not a criminal case?
Well, no, it's still a crime, so she still can. He still can go to jail.
Right, right. No, I'm not saying he wouldn't go to jail, but, like, there's different names for different contempts, right? So, like, there's criminal contempt. Is there a civil contempt? I don't know about
that.
I don't think so, but
there might be in California. I don't know.
Well, anyway, this is Texas is what I was talking about in this case, but the guy in Texas, or the lady in Texas that's running the salon there, has been told she must stop, and she has said she will be willing to face arrest, so she's going to continue doing her thing. Now, actually, I should probably check and see if there has been any updates in that case, because it's been a few days since we've talked about her.
I guess my point is, you know, she's already protesting.
Yeah.
Right? So whether the diktat comes down from the governor or from the cop or from the judge, right? Like, who cares? If you're all in on protesting,
yeah, no doubt.
Just do it until they show up with the guns.
Yeah. Well, no, so people have, like, okay, I'll do X up until it costs Y amount. And sure, that's not just for legal expenses, not expenses in dollars. That's not just for legal.
Well, then the government should just
so much.
The government should just make it all punitive then. $10 million fine if you reopen. Right? Who's going to reopen then?
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, if they're going to destroy your business, though, you might as well reopen, right? What good's the fine going to do if there's no business to keep operating to pay the fine?
Yeah, or if it's too exorbitant and you have no intention of paying it anyway, they're not going to, you know, blood from a stone, man. They can't get any money out
of you. They can put you in prison, though, is what they can do. And, of course, they're not really having any jury trials right now in most places, so I don't know how quickly you're going to get a speedy trial for any of this stuff.
But you're already risking that by protesting,
right?
That prison time is already on the table whenever you decide to go up against the state in an act of protest.
Well, right, but that's like saying, well, driving is dangerous and you always risk death, therefore let's drive blindfolded on speed down the wrong lane of the highway. Like, those are different levels of risk, and it's valid to say, okay, I'm willing to take this much risk, but not that much
risk. Yeah, some business owners are willing to go X distance, others might be willing to go
a little further. Saying. But if you're the government, the response to that is just make the first level so punitive.
As maximum as possible.
As maximum as possible.
You'll lose support that way, because if people are like, oh, well, it's, you know, $50 a day, and they can't do math, and so they're like, oh, well, that sounds reasonable to me. But the government's like, oh, it's $10 million a day. People be like, oh, that sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, but it's for the public health, right? We cannot allow these businesses to open for your safety, for the safety of old people, for the safety of children. It must be punitive. Otherwise, they will resist.
I don't think you get public support that way.
All right.
I mean, even $50 or $100 a day adds up, and it adds up fast.
It does, but people are stupid,
right,
so they'll accept
that.
They
don't think about it like that, yeah. I see what you're saying. So just wanted to share a little bit more from this guy. This is actually the CBS story about a former California Highway Patrol officer, which is kind of the interesting little twist here. Juan Desmaris is the single father who is the man that owns the barbershop, Primo's Barbershop in Vacaville, and the dude's a hero for opening this up and continuing to take a risk and saying he's going to keep operating even though he's been issued a cease and desist letter when he opened his doors on Friday. He says, quote, "It's been amazing. We're fully booked. A lot of people have been wanting haircuts." According to the story here, he's either a hero or a villain, according to social media posts. Then they quote someone, Joe Carr, from her Twitter account, where she says, "This Juan Desmaris guy who's defying California orders to keep his barbershop open thinks he's some kind of hero. His eugenics-based argument..."
What?
"...is disgusting and all too common." Incredible.
They're killing off poor people.
Incredible.
I'm just imagining, like, a knockoff comic, like, supervillain. Like, this is Mr. Barber. He has the super evil power of haircuts.
"Incredible," she says. "How many people could care less about the health and well-being of people more vulnerable than them?" "I've worked the mean streets of Oakland and Richmond," says Desmaris, because, again, former cop. Yep. He says, "I've dealt with a lot scarier guys than keyboard warriors." He says, "I'm very aware the virus is a scary thing. It's been 45 days. It's a power grab. It's based on fear," he said. A recent poll from Berkeley IGS surveying more than 8,000 Bay Area residents shows 69% are concerned about the health effects of ending shelter-in-place too soon, while 30% were more concerned about the economic effects if shelter-in-place ends too late. So it sounds kind of similar to New Hampshire.
Yep.
Quote, "I know that I'm looking forward to..." This is Gavin Newsom, the governor there in California. He says, quote, "Know that I'm looking forward to answering your call and addressing your anxiety. It's not lost on me." I presume he's speaking about the business owner. Desmaris said, "I'd like to tell Governor Newsom that you've had 45 days to get things squared away. It's time to open up our state and the economy." The former California Highway Patrol officer says four of his employees are now back to work. He says he still has faith in leaders trying to open the economy while defying the stay-at-home order. He says, quote, "Everyone is essential in this country and deserves a platform to live and pursue happiness. It's in the Constitution," he said.
See, hit or miss, man. Part of that sounds good, but the faith in the leaders to reopen
the
economy?
Well, that's the thing. They don't actually quote him when they say that they...
Oh, okay.
So they say he has faith in leaders trying to reopen the economy, and of course it's... Please stop calling politicians leaders. They are not leaders. They are despots. They're criminals. They are wannabe rulers and actual rulers and kings and such, but they are not... They shouldn't be your leaders because they're not trustworthy, they're liars, and they are just awful people
all
around.
And they're way underqualified to run an entire economy.
Right. If they were good at leading, they would go start a business and show people how to run a business and open their business. This guy's a leader. Desmaris is a leader. He literally is leading by going and putting himself on the line and his business on the line by reopening his doors. So kudos to him for doing that. That's the story. Let's change gears and go all the way over to Florida, Richie Rich. Where
Miami.
You got, in Miami, a lady who's been trying to sell her house, but...
There's a woman living there illegally.
Who's not the owner.
Right. A South Florida homeowner was threatened with arrest after trying to force strangers out of a house that she owns.
My God.
It is an extremely tough situation for Patricia Guerrero, as court time is limited and evictions are not being enforced due to the coronavirus crisis. She told Local 10 News' Jeff Weinzier that the house absolutely belongs to her and that she has not authorized anyone to live there. Quote, "It is shocking," Guerrero said. "I have never expected this to be even possible. It never crossed my mind, and I want the public to know." According to property records, Guerrero bought the house for $172,000 in 2018.
Cheap.
Yeah, not bad.
This is Miami?
That's what it says.
Wow, okay.
Well, we haven't seen the house.
Yeah. True.
She fixed it up and briefly rented it out, but decided to sell the home. With the buyer in place, money was already in escrow.
Oh, no.
What Guerrero didn't know is that someone had already moved into the home, a woman and her family. "Someone is just there with a fake lease," she said. She refuses to leave the house. Guerrero did call the police, but said the police hands are tied today because the moratorium says they cannot evict anyone.
Wow.
And those usually are that broad. It's like no evictions. Yep. It's not no evictions for non-payment. No evictions.
Period. No matter what they do. No matter what kind of damage they might be causing. Because these people aren't under a real lease, apparently. At least that's what she's claiming.
Well, she's the owner. She would know.
Well, yeah. That's, maybe they're telling the truth and there was a falling out. I don't know. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. DinoVite healed Sophie.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. What happens when you've got a home for rent, but then people just move in who you don't know who they are, and they claim they've got a lease?
Squatter's rights.
Squatter's rights, which is a thing in a lot of places, as I understand it. There's certainly all this stuff called renter's rights as well, which gives people who are renting a lot of legal power over landlords. And what happens when people who you don't know, who you didn't have an agreement with, move into your home and just decide to stay there? On its own, this would be a difficult situation to deal with. And you're telling us about it here, Richie. We're going to continue with that situation. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are a landlord, a property owner, and you've had to deal with this, or a property manager, and you want to weigh in on this. Feel free to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Something else that I just want to make sure you know about, and that's AnyPay. It's an amazing system that allows you to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash at your point of sale. And now, if you want to help other businesses come on board with AnyPay, you can actually earn passive income through their AnyPay Ambassador program for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash or Dash at those businesses. So you finally get a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. And right now, it's actually kind of a better time to reach business owners, at least of those businesses that are open. It's much more likely that, like, at a restaurant or something like that, if you go in, you're much more likely to encounter a manager, or rather an owner,
yep,
of that place, because the owner's in there trying to keep as many of his employees from coming in, so he's doing all the work, right? Because he wants to keep his restaurant open. So it might
restaurant open,
be,
cost down.
Yeah, it might be a good time to talk to somebody, but then again, if they're super busy, anyway.
Or the potential reopening.
Yeah, you've got to figure that out. But if you can get them set up with the AnyPay Cash Register app, add the wallet addresses to the back end, get it installed at a real-life business, and tell them you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com. But you should download the AnyPay Cash Register app just to see what it's like, to get some experience using it. It's a great app, and it makes accepting cryptocurrency easy. And you don't have to have a point of sale. You could be a service provider, somebody who goes to another person's house, right? Like you're a plumber or something like that,
yep,
and you want to have your customers pay you with crypto. You just have the AnyPay Cash Register app on your cell phone, and then it makes it super easy. AnyPayInc.com. So, Richie, this lady in Miami, she got a house. She fixed it up. And
put it on the market.
She was going to rent it, but then she changed her mind.
Well, she briefly rented it out,
okay,
and then decided to sell.
And so I don't know if this story gets into any detail on how these people ended up inside this home. Did they get a copy of the key from the previous renter? Was the door just unlocked and they just went on inside? Or
windows
did they,
are made of glass.
Did they actually break in, right? So, like, what are the details here? Do you know?
It gets into it a little bit, not as specific as you'd probably like. Wisenier approached the woman living in the home, but she refused to speak and even called the City of Miami police. The woman,
the fake tenant called the police on the owner?
Right, the squatter, okay, the whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it'll get into the article, but she claims to be paying rent to a landlord of some kind. So she's got this lease from somebody, you know, whatever. The woman who local tenant believes, that's the where the article's out of, believes name is Ederlene, refused to show Guerrero her lease. So she claims she has one,
but
she won't provide it.
Okay.
I'm stuck with a moratorium that includes squatters, includes fake leases, includes anything, said Guerrero. She said she's been to the home many times trying to negotiate with the woman to leave, but Ederlene wound up calling the police on her.
Wow.
This is Guerrero again. I was told by the police officer in the matter that even if I sit in front of the house in the street, I was harassing her, and they were going to take me to jail, and they showed me the handcuffs. So she's the
amazing
the alleged owner of the home, and they're
nobody's disputing ownership,
right,
and it is in her name, so she is the owner.
Right.
She just doesn't control the thing that she owns, which, of course, ownership is really all about whether you can control the thing or not. And
well,
in this
case, it's not, because then just robbers own things.
That for the short period of time that they have it. Yeah, they're in control of it.
Well, generally, if you want to say you own a thing, proving that you can control that thing suggests that your ownership claim is valid, right? In this case, she has legal ownership of it, but she doesn't actually have control over the property. It's completely out of her control. These squatters have control, physical control of the property, and the state is leaning on the squatter side.
Yes. This is Guerrero again.
All the while, she's getting the property tax bills. The owner paying the bills.
That goes with, because she's still paying whatever. I don't know if she paid cash, but she's still paying whatever she
has to pay.
Mortgage.
Yeah.
Her hope now is that the Miami Police Department's Economic Crimes Unit will investigate. The officers who responded and threatened to arrest Guerrero said that it was a civil matter.
Mm.
So not a criminal act at all.
No, you want to get this lady out of the house, you've got to now go spend thousands of dollars on an attorney and file a civil case against this person who's in the home, which could cost God knows how much money. I mean, it's almost just cheaper to sit there and wait till they leave.
Meanwhile, the home in escrow, right, just sitting on
it. Oh, right, because she put it on the market.
Right, and the money was in escrow, ready to go, but she got to get this lady out first. Miami-Dade renters have a few protections at the county, state, and federal levels. For starters, the Miami-Dade Police Department has said officers will not enforce eviction orders while the county is under a state of emergency.
Right.
In addition, the Florida Supreme Court has advised the state's clerk of court to stop issuing writs of possession, which is the final document in an eviction the police can use to remove a tenant until April 17th. So this is, I guess, what's the date on this?
A little old, but that's okay.
Yeah. It was news to me. Unfortunately for Guerrero, that leaves her with very few options. I have to wait until they open the court. Here you go. I have to wait until they open the courts on May 29th.
Wow.
She's got another month to go. I said, I'm suing her.
If they even open them then.
Right.
Right.
I'm suing her. She has a fake lease with my name. Someone who claims to have my name gave her the lease.
Mm.
Guerrero said that she lost the sale of the home due to the situation, so that fell through. And she's out $10,000 as well. Doesn't say why. The money of the new owner was in the bank to be transferred to me Friday, but we couldn't do it because the tenant, the fake tenant, refused to leave, Guerrero said.
New owner doesn't want to buy a house with a squatter in it.
Right. But someone's got, she's paying, allegedly paying money to someone. Ederling claims to be paying rent to a landlord, but again, refused to share any additional information.
Right, who's the fake landlord here? If what she's saying is true.
Yeah, if that was true, you'd be like, no, you're not this person, screw you. Here's my landlord, and
here's my lease,
here's
landlord.
Like, yeah, no.
Well, but if it was true and she is paying rent to some fake landlord, then, you know, that's a pretty sweet gig, right? Like, you get to be the landlord.
That has happened before.
Yeah.
You get to be a landlord to a bunch of people without having any of the responsibilities of actually having to take care of the property. You're just collecting cash or whatever every single month and, you know, running to the bank.
And if you do, maybe they call you up and be like, this, you know, thing is broken. And you're like, all right, just go fix it because they're going to keep paying your rent. But.
So when we moved to New Hampshire, scams like that was definitely on the table.
Really?
Like, well, because we were moving.
I've responded to ads that got that way really quick, and then I just quit responding.
Right. So, but moving sight unseen from Hawaii to New Hampshire, all of our goods, did not want to run into that issue at all by some scammy Craigslist ad as, here's your key to your new house. Right, so we went with, you know, property management company.
Right.
Yeah,
but it does, scams like this do happen. They
I have people, oh, well, I can't come show you the house, but feel free to drive by and look in the windows and I'll mail you the key. Like,
right.
No, I do.
Sounds sketchy. But moving from Hawaii, mailing the key would have been on the table, right?
Yeah, no way.
You're not going to mail me the key because I need to see you.
Right, I'm going to be in the house with you. We're going to sign the lease in person. You're going to give me the key.
And it's because if somebody comes up with a shotgun talking about what the hell you're doing in my house, I'm going to be like,
but if they don't do that, where do I go from there? Because I already moved.
855-450-FREE is our number. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556 ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting
starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk. And now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. We'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake hit near southern Puerto Rico, jolting many from their beds on an island where many people remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier in the year. The U.S. Geological Society said the quake hit just off the coast of Talboa Pinuelas and was felt where hundreds of homes were destroyed by a quake in early January. The tremor also hit as Puerto Ricans remain home under a two-month lockdown to help curb the spread of coronavirus. A federal judge in Los Angeles dismissed demands by the United States women's soccer team for pay equal to that of men's. Molly Levinson, spokeswoman for the defending World Cup champions, said the plaintiffs will appeal. The suit pitted the players against the United States Soccer Federation. Members of the women's national team had sought more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination suit. The legal battle grew out of 2016 complaints filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of five top women players. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Live Sunday episode here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into any of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And Bitcoin.com is a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. You want to get started learning about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency, it's a good place to go and get the basics over at Bitcoin.com. And now's a great time to do that. Now a lot of people have a whole lot more time on their hands, so if you find yourself looking to, you know, maybe learn something new, this is a good thing to get into because cryptocurrency, in my opinion, isn't going anywhere. It is likely only going to become more relevant to our lives over time.
Yep.
Now, whether that's going to be Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or one of the myriad of other choices out there or something we haven't even seen yet, I don't know. I can't predict the future. Somebody emailed me recently and was asking, he wants to buy $500 worth of Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, but he's not sure which one that he should get, and he wanted my advice. And I'm like, well, I don't give advice. I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea what the future holds for these things, so I can't tell you to do that. I said, though, to him, like, well, maybe you want to diversify a little bit, and maybe you want to do both? I don't know.
So I will give advice.
Yeah.
When it comes to people that new, I say just get Bitcoin.
Okay.
Start there. It's the, you know, it's got the first mover advantage. It's the most well-established. It may not give you the largest returns, but it's got the biggest, like, community support, right?
I mean, it seems like a safe thing to do, but... And again, Bitcoin, the network fees hit $5 for the next block over
Understood.
This last few days. It was $2 for the second block. And then what I mean by that is you have to pay a fee when you're into cryptocurrency
right.
to send to another person. So if I wanted to send you $5 worth of Bitcoin, it may cost me $5 if I want to get it delivered immediately, right? Like within the next 10 minutes, basically. It's going to cost me the same amount of money, double, you know, the price, basically, right, to send you that $5. Or I could send a lower fee and then hope that it comes through within the next 24 hours or something like
Understood.
That. Which is not impressive. It's not good. It's not something that I don't think has a big future if it keeps up with the crazy fees like that as far as digital currency is concerned.
Understood. But just getting in, it's the most well-established brand, and it's
no
a
doubt.
Good place.
I hope you don't move it around, though. Like, get it and hold it, okay, but if you move it, you're going to be dropping $2 here, $2 there, $2 here, $5 there.
Spend $500, like, lose that $500 on the learning curve of getting comfortable with the technology itself and how things do work.
You don't need to waste $500 for that.
Well,
you don't have to waste
it. Could, but that's the thing, Richie. You can get comfortable with the technology using anything besides Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin Cash, you can use Dash, you can use Monero, you can use all kinds of other cryptocurrencies that will teach you the learning curve of how to receive, how to send, how to, you know, store, how to do all these things for a fraction of a fraction of the network fees.
Well, what does that even mean? Like,
you don't need a community.
The most used crypto, in my experience, in real life, is Bitcoin Cash, and I'm not aware of anybody that, what are you going to get from having Bitcoin Core as far as support or teaching that you're not going to get from having Bitcoin Cash?
Again, if you have questions, right, the internet is loaded with people who are into Bitcoin Core.
All of these things have communities.
But from a user standpoint, the answers are going to be the same.
They're going to be very similar. And a lot of these other coins, and I'm not saying I have a favorite. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I use whatever works.
Right.
And in my opinion, Bitcoin, the original, doesn't work particularly well for being used. Now, if what you're saying is having a larger community is somehow beneficial, I don't know if I agree, because all of these other coins that are at least in the top 20, right, like the top 50 coins or whatever, they all have a dedicated community of people who are, in most cases, more than happy to help a newbie who shows up on a Discord or a Reddit or something like that. You know, you show up in the Monero.
And I'm not saying don't diversify. I'm saying when you're first getting in, right, just start small. What I tell my friends is don't even look at the other coins yet.
Yeah.
Just get some Bitcoin. Get comfortable with that.
Right.
Doing the trades. You spend $5 on a transaction. All right. It's a $5 learning curve. Right. Who cares?
But why? I care, because that's $5 that you could have spent on eating something. You could have spent that $5 on anything else. Instead, it's just getting gobbled up by the network fees.
Yeah.
It's going to miners. It's not actually doing anything.
It's not like you're trying to make it sound like a complicated learning process. And it absolutely isn't if you're a user.
Right. It's easy to learn how to send.
If you
want to
mine it, maybe that's an issue. But
Or if you're going to get onto the exchanges and trade it, right, then you're inundated with, how many dozens of other coins that you can, potentially trade with.
Mm-hmm.
No, just, get to that point. But don't go straight to that point, trying to figure out which of the top 20 is going to give you the biggest return. Just get comfortable.
I don't think that you should try to pick a winner. I don't think that there's any real way to
know that.
That's why I'm not saying that Bitcoin Core is the winner. I'm saying it's the most well-established, the most well-known.
It's also the most expensive.
And if that's how somebody, quote, learns what crypto is about, then what they're learning about crypto is that it's slow
and expensive.
And it's expensive, and it's not useful as a currency.
Right,
that's
I
not
agree
what I
that.
Want people to learn about crypto.
I totally agree with you on that, Melanie, because we want people to have I want people to have a positive experience with cryptocurrency. That's why when I give people their first crypto, I don't give them Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin. If they want that, it's not hard to get it. You can just go and exchange any other crypto for Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is the biggest. It's the most liquid. It's the one that everyone's willing to trade for pretty much anything.
I don't know if I agree that it's the most liquid.
Okay. But there's an S-ton of it on every exchange with, if you want to trade out of a thing that you have, somebody is likely willing to give you Bitcoin for it.
But not Bitcoin Cash?
Maybe not.
Not as much. I mean, the Bitcoin Cash and Monero volumes.
I've never day traded crypto.
I don't day trade either.
With buying and selling.
I don't day trade either.
Purchasing things with it and...
What I've done is I've exchanged some things on exchanges, and if an exchange doesn't have a lot of volume in the smaller coins, then the prices are a little bit more volatile in those places. But yeah, either way, this doesn't have any effect on a newbie. I got to agree with Melanie here, Richie. If you wanted somebody to learn the basics, they can learn that with Dash. They can learn it with Bitcoin Cash. They can learn it with Monero. Monero's a little different. It's a privacy coin, so it's not exactly the same experience. But they can learn it with these other coins, and they don't have to pay $5 a ping every single time they want to move their coins around.
Okay.
So
I just look at the $5 as like nominal. Right.
Well, that's good. Not to everybody. To some people, that's a lot of money.
Paying $5 every time I buy something. It's like, okay, that's pay your rent, $5.
I got
pay your light bill, $5.
Right.
Go to eat.
I went and I bought some delicious yogurt pretzels at the Corner News shop here after I left the social meeting that we had before the show, because we do like a libertarian meetup here every week, and then you guys come to before we do the show. And I went and I bought these things, and they cost me $6.
Yeah.
The total amount. I paid with Dash, and the amount that I sent in Dash fees was probably, I don't want to say here without actually pulling it up, but it's usually less than a cent to send a Dash transaction, and that's also usually true of Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is nominal. It's like 3 cents on a high day.
So for comparison, right, I talked to a dude who like traded stocks. He was a day trader in stocks. I said, what would it take to get into that? He said, prepare to lose $20,000 before you make any money. So when you're telling me that it's like, you know, $5, you know, to do a trade, right, in Bitcoin, it's going to cost you $5. Like, all right, it's $5. Who cares? Right? Like, that's, you know.
Because you wouldn't go to the exchange. First of all, I think he gave you ridiculous advice, but.
He was successful.
If you have a stock exchange where it's, you know, $5 a trade, but there's another stock exchange where it's 2 cents a trade.
And you can do the same trading.
And it's the same stock. You can buy and sell the same stocks.
Let's go to the phones here. I agree with you on that one, Melanie. Let's talk to Steve. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA. Hey, Steve.
Hey. So the gal that's having a problem with the squatters.
Yeah.
I think she should contact her plumber and her electrician and have them go to the house, which she has the right to get onto, and remove a section of pipe for the plumbing and turn off the breaker and kill the utilities.
That would be interesting if the squatter let her in, let the plumber or the electrician
well,
in.
How could they stop her?
Well, they threatened her. They called the cops on her.
They called the cops on
But if she's got a driver's license and that's her address, she's allowed to access that address.
You would think, but hang on, Steve. If you want to, we can bring you back. It's Free Talk Live.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Live Sunday edition. Take control of the airways. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there on that site, including archives that go way back. But there's also another great site that you should check out, and that's Richie. He's got his own show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
What are you guys doing this weekend? What do you do? Saturday show? Usually
yep.
You guys record.
We record on Saturdays. We still technically do it as a call-in. I give out phone numbers, but no one calls. So it's, you know, just me, my co-host, MC, and Ken Schoolin, who's been, you know.
He's a regular guest now.
He's a regular guest. I almost want to call him a co-host. He's just bored because he's normally an economics professor in Hawaii. And he's stuck doing, online classes. So he's like, you know, this is his outlet to vent his real opinion. So
there's a couple of podcasts we listen to that do that. It's like they're just, like, consistently co-host. Being guest hosts on each other's shows just because they're all out of work.
Yeah, so he's been hanging out with my buddy MC and, you know, in Hawaii.
So what was the topic this weekend?
We did a little bit. We covered a little bit of the protests because there was, you know, there was some protests in Hawaii. I think they said like 5 people or something got cited or arrested protesting there. And I put out the question with the Michigan protest, you know, like, would the protests in Hawaii have a similar effect if protesters were armed? Right, because the gun laws in Hawaii are terrible.
Yeah, you can't come to an open, there's no open carry?
There is no open carry.
Right.
And concealed carry, you know, you need a special permit from, like, the chief of police that never gets granted.
Wow.
So you can carry your gun, like, in a locked container, in a locked case, in the trunk of your car, to and from the range, and that's about it. So, there's, you know, the gist of it was there's no point.
Did either of your guys go?
I don't think so.
So check them out.
The militia comes to ours.
Check out the discussion over at anarchistexperience.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast there. We still have Steve on the line in South Carolina. He's listening in Charleston to WTMA. Steve, you had come up with a few ideas that you wanted to throw past this lady down in Florida, who I don't know if she's listening, but to anybody that has this squatter issue.
Cut the water, cut the electricity.
Yeah, you said hire a plumber, send him over there to cut a pipe out of there, or have the electrical company or somebody go in and turn off the breaker. Now, normally, somebody else can just go in and turn back on a breaker, so I think you'd have to do something a little more extreme. But when this lady tried to show up at her own house, she got the cops called on her, and the cops, it was part of the story that you were reading, Richie, the cops, and I forget what they threatened her underneath, but there was some sort of statute that they brought up saying that they will arrest her for just simply trying to go on her what is her own property.
It's basically a harassment. They said she was harassing the tenant and that they would haul her off to jail and then jingle the handcuffs.
I mean, what do you think about that, Steve?
Well, if she's the landlady and she's looking out for her great tenants, then maybe she needs to go in there and do some routine maintenance on the electrical panel and the water system and discover these problems that are going to have it shut down.
Right, but she's got these are squatters, right? So, like,
right.
There's not any evidence that they actually have a real lease with her. So how is she going to accomplish these goals? I mean, how is she going to give notice legally to people who aren't even legally there?
Well, she's got proof that she owns the property.
Presumably she does, yes.
Okay, so she uses that proof and says, hey, I need to go perform maintenance on my property.
Would showing that proof and doing that, taking that route, would that open her up to tacitly admitting that these squatters are there legitimately?
Probably not.
Yeah.
And I don't know Florida law, but probably not, because even if you're illegally in my house, I still don't want to just, like, let the house sit there and rot. So I still want to do maintenance on my house.
Okay, but so she comes to...
No, that doesn't mean she can go in.
Okay, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying, though, Steve. Are you saying she should go to the squatters and tell them, hey, I need to do some maintenance, so you
need
to
let me... With a plumber and electrician in tow.
Yes.
We're not going to want to show up to that hostile environment.
So is that what you're saying?
Well,
she should talk to the squatters, or should she go to, like, the county and say that?
Well, she needs to try something, because obviously what she's doing is not work, you know?
Well, I imagine she's trying everything she can think of, because if you just show up to some squatters and you're pounding on the door saying that, you know, you need to get in to do some maintenance, they're probably just going to ignore you, number one. They're not even going to open the door. But number two, you know, they'd be like, well, prove you're the landlord. We don't know if you're the landlord. How do we know you're the landlord? She says, well, here I am. Here's my papers. This proves that. Well, we don't know that. You could have faked those papers. Well, you're going to have to take us to court. And then she's got to go and file in court. So, I mean, there's no way this is going to end without a court case, unless she can somehow get those people out of there, in which case they you know, you can't just send a thug over, right? Like, that'd be the easiest way, right? Hire some big guy and have him go over there and throw those people out on their ass. There may be some sort of consequences for that.
She could hire some, not so much of a thug, but she could sublet the garage out to somebody else and let them go put a big stereo in the garage and play like a virgin 24/7.
Now you're getting creative. All right, I'm on board with that one, Steve.
Yeah, but I got one more thing I want to say about spending money. Okay? So if you spent $1 every second, it would take 12 days to spend $1 million.
Let's do it.
Now, this country used to throw $1 million around, everyone, and then they're throwing $1 million, and now they're throwing $1 trillion. Like
trillions,
that, right?
Yep.
But if you spend $1 every second, it takes 12 days to spend $1 million.
Hmm.
How long do you think it takes to spend $1 billion?
Centuries.
A lot longer.
31 years.
Oh,
wow.
Decades.
Hey, and how long does it take to spend $1 trillion? 31,000 years.
Thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Larry, on the line in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey, you know what they're talking about? Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Mm-hmm. So
if somebody actually gets into your property and you let them in there voluntarily, it demands a court action before anything can be done. Otherwise, it's just blind.
I don't think she let them in there voluntarily, though.
Well, if they're squatters, you to a certain extent abandon the property, so they've established and rights that in time may become prescriptive rights if you don't do some court action or some adverse action to...
What about waiting till they leave the house and sending a locksmith over?
You be locked up for that yourself.
Would you?
Can't, I know I used to, back in the, before we had the real estate crash, I used to go and move homeless people out of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of a bully, you know. And I would tell them you need to be out by 12 o'clock, you know, and go in there. They had their stuff set up just like they lived there and owned the place. But, they most, in most cases left, but, maybe you give them a little money or something. I know my nephew all manages a bunch of property. And when he has some kind of contingency with his tenants and they don't have the money, he says, hey, look, I'll give you $200 to move out. In most cases, they go
ahead and do it. Yeah.
What if when they left, you not only changed the locks, but threw out all their stuff, moved in your furniture, and pretended like you live there? So when the cops came, she's like, shows up, her lease paper, she's like, no, we've lived here forever. Look, I have the ownership. We've been in this house for 2 years.
I don't know what this lady's talking about.
She's just crazy.
I know one time some tenant was in a place that I owned, and he got locked up, right? I was trying to get out, rid of him anyway, but he got locked up for 7 days. I moved all his stuff out into storage, and then he brought back the cops. I said he has never lived here because he doesn't have a lease. And I think if he wants to pursue anything, it's going to be a civil matter. So he needs to go ahead and go to court. But the problem you run into when you start an action like that, even an eviction action, you maybe look for your property to get tore up. You know what I mean? Pipes tore out.
Oh, yeah. That's when these people will start doing some damage if they haven't already. I mean, because, you know, renters generally aren't known for taking care of things overall. But
a squatter
is going to be even worse. I mean, they're probably doing who knows what in there. Hey, thank you, Larry, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Although I would say this, if you were to actually be able to take the house back somehow, because right now they're probably just staying there all day. I mean, even just in a normal circumstance, there's a good chance these squatters aren't productive people, right? Like they're just losers. And so they're just going to be there all day. But if somehow they had left and you had the time to go in and somehow get in and change the locks, then if you were occupying the house at that point and they weren't, and they show up and start banging on the front door, then, you know, I wouldn't call the cops in that case. But if they called the cops, I wouldn't talk to the cops.
It's Florida, man. Stand your ground if they start banging on the door.
Just blast them. All right. That's not legal advice, by the way. We're not
attorneys. Stand your ground.
I cannot vouch for this advice.
All I'm saying is stand your ground.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, I got a crazy Hawaii story coming up here.
Oh, my goodness.
From Hawaii. We'll get into that coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? So you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.